I Am Brave, Part 1. The heat from the fire burned against Max's face as he watched the apartment building go up in flames. Explosions burst from the windows and glass flew in all directions. The crowd jumped back as the blast rippled through the air. The fire sirens screamed as they pulled up to the scene. Just then, Max saw a team of firemen jump out of a truck and gear up. They looked like robots as they lined up to enter the burning building with masks covering their faces, tanks on their backs, and axes in their hands. Max was amazed as he watched each fireman press into the flames without hesitation. As the last fireman was entering the building, Max caught a glimpse of his face. His expression was calm and focused. There was no sign of timidity or fear. Max felt his phone ringing. "Hey, Mom."
"Where are you, Max?"
"I'm on my way home. There's a fire on 14th Street. It's huge." Max's voice was distant and weak.
"What are you doing near it, Max? Get away from it and head home," ordered his mother.
After lingering for a few more minutes, Max turned and headed home. The image of that fireman's face was burned into his mind. Max woke up and got dressed for school. He had slept horribly that night. Nightmares of flames burning him alive had tormented him. Max headed out the door to school. He traveled his usual route, walking through the park, and he was startled by a scream.
"Help! Help me!"
Max looked around him and didn't see anyone in distress. He heard it again.
"Help me! I can't get down!"
Max looked up to the tree to his right. It stretched far into the sky. Way up high, he saw a small girl who was clinging to the tree.
"Please help me! I came up here to get my cat, and now I can't get down!"
Max's heart raced and he felt dizzy. He hated heights. "I can't help you. I can't climb that high."
"Please help me, please," cried the girl.
Max felt paralyzed as he looked up to the tree.
I will get someone."
Max got his phone out and texted his mom, asking what to do. She told him to get the fire department to come. After a few minutes, a fire truck pulled up and a fireman got out. He came over to the tree where Max was slumped at the bottom.
"Are you the one who called for help, son?"
"Yes," said Max, with his face downcast. "I couldn't help her." When Max looked up, he recognized the fireman's face. He suddenly felt even more shame as he remembered watching this same man walk directly into the burning building yesterday with no hesitation.
"I'll get my ladder. You wait here."
The fireman got the ladder, went up the tree, and helped the girl down. The girl's parents arrived and thanked the fireman for his help. Seeing Max looking rather upset, the fireman turned and strode over to him. He extended his hand, introducing himself.
"My name is Paul. What's yours?"
Max slowly lifted his head and shook his hand. "I'm Max."
"What's the matter, Max? You seem a bit sad."
"I couldn't help her," muttered Max.
"Why not?"
"I was too afraid to climb up there. I was scared just looking up at her." Max halted for a moment, staring up at the man.
"I saw you yesterday going into that fire. You didn't look scared at all. You just went right in. How did you do that?"
The fireman reached into his pocket and pulled out a small notebook.
"Max, when I first started fighting fires, they scared me to death. I could barely get one foot in front of the other when it was time to act. I couldn't stand being afraid. I felt so embarrassed and felt like a failure. One morning as I read my Bible, God showed me a verse. It's from 2 Timothy 1:7 and says, 'For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control.' I say this verse every day to remember that God did not create me to be afraid. He created me to be powerful and have full control of myself. Now, every time I say this verse, I believe it a little more. I can step into those fires and feel that I am brave. God is bigger than my fear. I am safe in his loving hands. I want you to keep this book for yourself. Read it every day. Read it until you believe it."